If we don't preach truth, error is inevitable. It's going to happen. What you mean? We get in error. And then we wonder why. Now, we're not picking on the praise team. Nope. We get in error and we wonder why stuff not working. See? Then when we get in error and stuff not working, we get long faith. Then we want to blame God. He didn't do it. And you have developed, two men of us, have developed an attitude against God. If you go against any of the word of God, you are going against God. Because the word is God. Hello? I said the word is God. So he said, I'm going to send you a friend. I'm going to send you a comforter. Didn't he say it? And he will do what? Guide you into all truth. Right? How much truth? The Amplified Bible reads like this. This is the way the Amplified says it. And when he, notice he didn't call him a thing. Didn't call him a it. But it said when he, the Spirit of Truth, who is he? When he, the Spirit of Truth, the true giving spirit comes. He will guide you into all the truth. The whole, full truth. How much? The whole, full truth. For he will not speak his own message on his own authority. But he will tell whatever he hears from the Father. He will give the message that has been given to him. Wow. He will announce and declare to you the things that are to come, that will happen in the future. Why is it that we find so much fighting against Holy Spirit and His gifts and manifestation and His operation? Why is it? The Bible tells us, and we've been over the scripture, the Bible tells us that when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they was all where? On one accord, in one place. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rush of mighty wind. Filled the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them what? Cloven tongue, like as of fire. And it set up on each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. And began to speak with tongues that the Spirit gave them unto. The Bible tells us that. But why is it there's so much controversy? They kept on praising God and speaking until they came out of that upper room. And the people that had gathered there at Pentecost heard the noise. They came closer to investigate. Am I right? And when they got there and they heard, they didn't know what was going on. They heard this can hear this one speaking in their language. This can hear them speaking in their language, their dialect, whatever. They couldn't figure it out. But you notice that these 120 people didn't quit. They stayed yielded to the Spirit of God. Watch it. Until before the day ended. Before the day ended, what happened? 3,000 were doing the same thing. What are you talking about? Why are you on this by direction and obedient? Because every believer should be filled with the Spirit. If we will do a survey, if we would do a survey, even just in this church, just this local church, not the whole body, just this local church, of the people that speak in tongues every day and the one that don't, we'll see who had less problem, less issues that's controlling them. You can always have problems because there's a devil out there. But I'm talking about the thing that's controlling you. I can't do this, I need this, and I die. That. If we'll do a survey. What are you saying? I'm saying God sent his most powerful friend, third person in the Godhead, to impact your life. Where you could be sustained, you could increase and grow, you could conquer every foe, every opposition that comes against you. But yet, there have been so much twisted stuff said about him. Some afraid of the Holy Spirit, some are stubborn and rebellious towards him. Others are yielded to him. And those have yielded to him have paid rich, rich, rich dividend in their lives. Hello? So, having said that, speaking in tongues should be what you do every day of your life. It should be as common to you as breathing. But because there have been so much controversy towards this wonderful gift, people have avoided him, and their lives have been emptied, confused, and troubled. With no answer for the trouble. But speaking in tongues should be a common subject among believers. Not something controversial, not something to grieve or to be in disagreement over, don't want to hear it, I ain't going to do it, that's of the devil. That thought, that those words should never escape your lips. You listen, I'll show you why. So speaking in tongues should be what you do every day of your life. It is a flowing stream that should never dry up. Why is it? Because it flows. What did Jesus say? What did Jesus say? John 7:37. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. That's why it should never dry up. Because out of your belly is flowing rivers of living water.